This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you again to Between the Keys. Usually it's during the Christmas and New Year holiday season that we present an annual program exclusively devoted to the keyboard sonatas of Domenico Scarlatti. Now somehow I got on this Scarlatti kick in the past week. I was kind of binging out on Scarlatti. I was listening to various performances, making comparisons, as I often do, and I was reading through some Scarlatti sonatas at the piano that I hadn't thought about in a while, and it occurred to me, why do I have to wait for Christmas? I mean, traditions are made to be broken, right? And I guess I'm just in this Scarlatti headspace. The late Anthony de Bonaventura was a fabulous Scarlatti pianist. He made several recordings in the 1980s or maybe early 90s, I think, for the Titanic label and the Centaur label. He also made this two-record set. It came out in 1972 on LP, I think also cassette, and it contained 23 Scarlatti sonatas. I have no idea if these performances have been on CD, but I have a pretty good transfer for you now. I want you to listen to this. This is fantastic Scarlatti playing. That was Anthony de Bonaventura playing the Scarlatti F major sonata, Kirkpatrick No. 6. That's from a 1972 release on the Connoisseur Society label. I am not sure if it's ever been on CD or digitally transferred, but what clarity and articulation he brings to this music. Another one of my favorite all Scarlatti recitals on CD is by Sergei Babayan, and I'm going to play the E minor sonata with the Kirkpatrick No. 198. This is a fantastic performance. I think you're going to really like it. ¶¶ That is world-class Scarlatti playing Sergei Babayan in the E minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 198. When I say Kirkpatrick number, that refers to Ralph Kirkpatrick's chronological catalog of Scarlatti's keyboard sonatas. Myra Hess was one of the most beloved pianists of her time. She lived from, I think, 1890 until 1965. She used to play the G major, Kirkpatrick number 14, Scarlatti sonata as an encore. And although she didn't really like to make studio recordings, in the late 1950s, Myra Hess did record some of the pieces that she was closely associated with, mostly encore type things, such as this little Scarlatti sonata. And as you will hear in this recording, she certainly does not sound inhibited by the microphone. Scarlatti, the G major sonata, Kirkpatrick number 14. That's a studio recording from the late 1950s. Beautiful playing, I would say. But I have here a live recording by Myra Hess of the same sonata from around 10 years earlier. Let's listen. Thank you. What did you think of that? Obviously much faster than the studio recording we heard right before. Two different renditions of Myra Hess playing the G major Scarlatti sonata. You know, as beautiful as the studio version may be, the live performance, it's not so well recorded, but there's quite a lot of fire and adrenaline to the performance. Maybe it's even a little bit too fast, but this just goes to show you that you can never really judge a pianist on the basis of his or her studio recordings alone. Speaking of live performance, in 1965, on May 9th, Vladimir Horowitz gave his first recital in 12 years. The event took place at Carnegie Hall, and he went back to Carnegie Hall about 6 months later on November 9th to play an informal program, kind of a tryout of different repertoire for an invited audience. And during that run-through, by the way, the lights went out and there was a power outage across the northeastern United States. I remember that power outage very well. I was a little kid then. But fortunately, Columbia Masterworks was recording the run-through and the tapes were rolling. And we're going to hear Horowitz play the Scarlatti A major sonata. But right before, he does this improvisational warm-up for about a minute, just kind of getting used to the keyboard. So we're going to hear the improvisation, and we're going to hear that segue right into the A major sonata, Vladimir Horowitz. Vladimir Horowitz, in an informal run-through at Carnegie Hall for an invited audience that took place on November 9, 1965. First, we heard Horowitz improvising a little bit, and then he goes right into the Scarlatti A major sonata, Kirkpatrick number 101. This is a recording that will be released as part of a box set containing all of Horowitz's rehearsals and run-throughs taped by Columbia Masterworks in 1965 and early 1966. And these recordings really bring us closer than ever to Horowitz's creative process. I happen to have written a booklet essay that's going to accompany this release, so this is kind of a sneak preview I'm giving you. We're going to bring the temperature down a little bit with our next sonata. This is in D major. It features a Canadian pianist named Luke Welch, whose work I'm just getting to know. Let's have a listen. Thank you. The Sonata in D Major, Kirkpatrick number 443, and that was played by Luke Welch. He's a pianist whose work I'm only just getting to know. However, I've known the pianist Carlo Grante for quite some time, and he recently became the first single pianist to have recorded all of Scarlatti's sonatas on the piano. He started a similar project in the 1990s that did not go beyond a certain number of volumes, but then he started the whole process all over again for the Music and Arts label, and happily the project is complete. So I thought that we could compare two separate versions of Carlo Grante playing the A minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 3. The first one we will hear was recorded in the 1990s for the Dante label, and it's been long out of print. Carlo Grante playing Scarlatti's A minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 3. Now here's Carlo Grante again quite a few years later in the same sonata, and this particular performance is part of his complete recorded cycle of Scarlatti sonatas on the Music and Arts label. Let's see what you think. Thank you. Carlo Grande playing Scarlatti. That performance of the A minor sonata is quite different than this pianist's earlier version that we heard right before. Much more deliberate in tempo and in detail. It's almost like a different piano player. I think the second one is probably more thoughtful and more varied kind of performance. But the earlier one, the faster one, I think it revels more in virtuosity. I would say that each interpretation aims at something completely different. What do you think? I'd be curious to know. So why don't you send me a message? This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys on the Classical Network. We are here every week at this time. Let's stay in the key of A minor. I have a really exuberant and large-scaled Scarlatti performance by a pianist who died tragically young. His name was Natan Brand. He took enormous chances on stage whenever he played. I don't think that Natan Brand ever played a routine concert in his life. He never phoned it in, as they say. This performance, I think, originally came from a cassette recording made during the concert, perhaps in the audience. So the sound quality is a little bit dicey, but I think you still get a strong sense of what this pianist was all about. Natan Brand playing Scarlatti. The Scarlatti A minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 175, in a live archival recording featuring the late pianist Natan Brand. Here is a pianist who brings wonderful finesse and elegance to Scarlatti, and this is a archival recording featuring an artist who is not so well known in America, the Italian pianist Pietro Scarpini. Thank you. Pietro Scarpini at the piano playing the F major Scarlatti Sonata, Kirkpatrick number 107. What elegance and finesse. He was quite a special pianist, I would say. We are going to hear two performances of the same Scarlatti Sonata, but this time with two different pianists who approached this sonata in C minor in completely different and contrasting ways. First, let's hear a Brazilian pianist who actually used to live not far from me in New York. Her name is Sonia Hubinsky, and I've actually played her Scarlatti recordings before on this program. Here is the C minor Sonata Kirkpatrick number 56.
Thank you.
Sonia Hubinsky at the piano, playing music of Scarlatti, the C minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 56. Now I want you to hear the music played by a different pianist, Yevgeny Sudbin, and his conception is totally different, as you will hear. Yevgeny Sudbin playing the C minor Scarlatti Sonata, Kirkpatrick number 56. Not only is he much faster and brasher than Sonia Hubinsky, but he also fills out the textures quite a bit. He adds bass octaves, he transposes certain passages up the octave, he fills in chords. I mean, these two performances were as different as night and day. I wonder what Scarlatti would have thought. After all, Scarlatti himself was one of the great keyboard players of his time, and how would he have played his sonatas on the harpsichord? Would Scarlatti have embraced the modern concert grand? We can never know, but, you know, as long as there are pianists willing and able, I can safely say that Scarlatti will stay alive and vibrant and relevant and important to all keyboard players. Now, I can't think of a better closer than the famous D minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 141. It's a sonata that's famous, perhaps it's infamous, for its repeated notes, and Martha Argerich often plays this as an encore, but we have an equally amazing rendition recorded by Benjamin Grosvenor when he was still a teenager. That was Benjamin Grosvenor playing Scarlatti's D minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 141. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. We've been devoting this episode of Between the Keys to Domenico Scarlatti, exploring his delightful sonatas for keyboard in a wide variety of performances. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you will join me next week at this time for Between the Keys. This program is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I gotta run, but be well, and I'll see you next week.